Microsoft, the FBI, and computer security organizations are warning about a computer worm. They say it could duplicate a series of damaging attacks on computer systems that occurred earlier this month. The White House was the apparent target, but officials say the attacks hurt the entire internet. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The Code Red worm attacks computers running Microsoft's NT or 2000 operating systems and Microsoft's IIS server software, which is used to operate web pages. Mostly, this affects companies doing some business on the web, but home computer users hosting web pages could also be attacked. According to the FBI, Code Red infected more than 250,000 computers in just 9 hours when it first launched earlier this month. California-based computer consultant Tim Irvin noticed a problem when out-of-office employees tried to access their email through a web-based server.
Instead of being presented with the normal front page display that we would normally see, we saw welcome to http://www.worm.com, and then the next line said hacked by Chinese.
His reaction?
Uh-oh, we've been hacked. And we better figure out what's going on pretty quickly.
It took about a day and a half to solve the problem, with no real damage. Microsoft has been offering a free fix since mid-June. Steve Lipner is with Microsoft's security response team. He says Code Red has two stages. First, the worm replicates itself on as many computers as possible. Then it uses all those computers as launch pads for a simultaneous attack at a specific time designed to shut down a particular site.
The primary harm that's done in that propagation phase has been just to load the internet, because there's a lot of traffic with all these worms trying to find systems to attack. The second phase of the worm's activity, which was after the 20th of July, all the worms attempted to launch a denial of service attack, which basically attempted to overload whitehouse.gov.
The White House avoided that attack by shifting operations from the one web address the Code Red worm targeted. The FBI, computer security organizations, and Microsoft are trying to raise awareness now because they don't think enough people have installed the fix yet. And their analysis suggests the Code Red worm could relaunch tomorrow evening and multiply until around the 20th of August before trying to hit the White House or perhaps some other target again. Those 3 weeks of propagation are the biggest concern, because the fast-moving worm hogs space on the wires that connect the internet, disrupting services from e-commerce to email.
It's slower, sites are down, the level of paranoia gets bigger.
James Nelson is an IT manager with Juniper Networks, a company that makes internet routers. He says slow internet service can hurt businesses if, for example, customers can't access support pages on the web. But the Code Red worm might not be a problem come August, especially if enough computer operators install the fix. Is the FBI crying wolf? Nelson says it's a tricky balance, trying to get enough public attention to head off the problem, but not to scare people.
The real issue here is that people didn't patch their servers. With this level of paranoia, people think about, well, is the net really a safe place to do business? Is the net really a good place to put out my products?
Code Red is not the only worm out there. Steve Trilling of security firm Symantec is watching one called CIRCAM.
The biggest concern about CIRCAM is it will actually try to steal a document from your computer and send it to everyone in your address book, and so that if anyone then runs the attachment they receive from you and they get it, they could potentially see a private document that's been stolen from your machine.
Computer experts say one fact of internet life is that no system is absolutely secure. How you're affected depends on what you're doing on the web and what every computer you're connected to is doing. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.